Milford Haven Coast Guard. Milford Haven Coast Guard. This is yacht Cordoba Escritor. Please respond. Cordoba Escritor. Call sign Alpha Bravo Romeo Oscar 8. Please respond.
Cordoba Escritor. This is Milford Haven Coast Guard. Please go to channel 69 and wait.
Come on.
Coast Guard calling Cordoba Escritor. Respond, please.
Yeah, this is Cordoba Escritor, Coast Guard. Look, I've seen something in the water that looks very dodgy. Like the wreck of something.
What is your position, Cordoba?
Like the wreck of... bloody hell!
This is Coast Guard calling Cordoba Escritor. Come in, please. Alpha Bravo Romeo Oscar 8, please repeat message. Please respond. This is Coast Guard calling. This is Coast Guard calling Cordoba Escritor.
Dad! Dad!
Cordoba by Nigel Baldwin, with Alison Steadman as D.T. Mitchell.
Geraint,
Don't argue, Denise.
Don't call me Denise unless you wish me to throw up all over your beer belly.
God spare me from unreasonable women.
God spare any woman from you, reasonable or unreasonable.
You've got a hangover.
I've got a headache. Technically speaking, there's a difference. You don't have to spend a lot of money getting a headache.
I'm asking you to cover a story. That's what this newspaper page you do.
Well, tough. I'm taking my daughter to see Bambi at the Odeon.
Denise.
And get your fat, enormous, grubby hands off my notes. Do you know, if mitts really are an indication of the size of another part of the anatomy, then the mind boggles.
Maybe you'd like to find out?
Do me a favour, Geraint. You're not my type. 55 and with a controlling interest in outsized men's shops. Oh, Geraint. What the hell do I want to go to a memorial service for? That's a junior's job. Get Daffy David to cover it, or Nerys.
It's Thursday.
But what's that? A religious holiday in Wales?
They released it at the Tech.
Why is it I always get their poxy work when they're on day release?
Everyone else is booked. There's nothing for you in the diary.
Yeah, that's because I'm supposed to be taking Charlene to the movies. Sorry, pictures. Oh, all those awful Yankeeisms I've picked up in Central America.
Well, you'll have to take it some other day.
Oh, thanks.
This is your story. You covered the inquest.
Now, what do you mean, covered the inquest? I went all the way to Haverford West for an adjournment.
Well, they had to adjourn it. They haven't found the body yet.
Well, what's the matter? All the Coast Guard's got myopia. He's been dead a month.
Well, it's not unusual. My uncle was shot down over the English Channel during the war. 1941. His body was washed up on the Dutch coast in 1943. Amazing, really.
Amazing, really. Just a bit decomposed, was he? Look, what's the big deal? People kill themselves every day of the week.
Turner was a famous Welsh writer 10 years ago. There may be some sub-celebrities there. Besides, it's not everyone who has their memorial service in the cathedral of the patron saint of Wales. Whoever arranged it must have known the boss upstairs. Now, you're not on the Sunday Times now. That's what our readers want, trivia.
Well, thank God I'm too old to worry about a meaning to my life. St. David's is 80 miles away. This is a Swansea paper, and I'm supposed to be at the pictures.
Well, Turner used to live near Bridge End. His wife still does. An actress, a dotty, aging and endearing. Made a name in Zedcars.
Come again?
Get going. The service starts at 2:30.
Remind me to sing sea shanties on your grave.
Are you going pregnant?
Why? Is there some covert reporting to do?
I just think it's a very endearing costume.
Geraint, I used to go pregnant when I was doing worthwhile investigative reporting on a decent national newspaper. Why on earth should I use that disguise for your Mickey Mouse outfit, obsessed with the trivia of births, marriages and deaths in this godforsaken town?
City, and there's nothing wrong with it. Birthplace of Dylan Thomas for a start.
Yeah, didn't stay long, though, did he? Probably what drove him to drink. If you want the appearance of someone pregnant, you go. You look it!
Not the greatest advocate of conventional practices, as I found out pretty soon after I'd first met her at that memorial service. She told me she used to have this somewhat devious but very effective method of recording interviews with a concealed device. She'd strap padding to her stomach to make her look 8 months pregnant. Inside the padding, her tape recorder and a small radio mic unobtrusive beneath her lapel.
That was in the good old days, Conrad. Days of disguise, intrigue and revelation.
I noticed her that first time because she seemed like a candidate for the funny farm. Listening to a personal stereo and acting out some charade, talking to herself as she flapped her arms wildly and hopped from one foot to another, like a child desperate to go to the toilet.
Whoa, I'm Topper the Rabbit.
Stopping when she caught my amused expression peering from the sanctuary of my umbrella. Frozen in mid-gesture, bent double as if with stomach cramps. A sheepish grin, a quick ruffle of the long black hair to get the rain out, and she was upright again. Ignoring the fact that I'd seen her make a prat of herself, and turning towards the church, almost reverently, as if she'd heard the call. Waiting under a peevish May sky, spitting its persistent and characteristic Welsh drizzle, in the graveyard of a cathedral overlooked by its small host town, she lounged against the railings surrounding a stone commemorating the passing of Martha, wife of William Watts Williams, died April 7, 1873, waiting as the congregation of 50 or so trooped out from this place of worship, where memorial services are not usually done, save for Wales's famous sons. Suddenly, a flurry of activity from our lowest lane of the valleys as she struggles with her tape recorder, trying to replace one cassette with another and dropping both on the damp path.
Sugar.
As the great and the good radiate towards the requisite reception.
Excuse me.
D.T. Mitchell, South Wales Journal. Were you related to the deceased?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, how did you come to know Raymond Turner? Oh, I saw you at the inquest. You're his daughter. You said something about a vision.
The inquest was adjourned a month ago.
I overheard you talking in the corridor. Policeman, wasn't it? Something about a premonition?
Did you write all that stuff saying it was probably suicide?
Well, that was what the police said.
Why should he want to kill himself?
Well, wasn't he in debt? Hadn't his publisher rejected all his latest efforts?
He wouldn't have killed himself.
Oh, unfortunate accident, was it?
No.
So, what are you saying?
Alex, you all right?
It's all right, I'm coming.
Oh, God.
Truth is the first casualty of war.
I bet you always believe what you're told. You knew Raymond Turner?
No.
Then what?
Because the police say it's suicide, you don't question any further.
Well, how do they know?
The boat was a wreck. There was no suicide note. And why didn't you say anything about the burglary?
What burglary?
Provincial journalism is so much horse dung, don't you think?
Well, we're rather fond of equestrianism as a rule.
Excuse me?
If you didn't know Raymond Turner...
Sorry, am I interrupting?
There's nothing to interrupt. Goodbye.
Bloody hell.
Sorry, bad habit I have with my size 11s.
Well, well, it must be some enchanted evening.
Pardon?
You will meet a stranger.
You look rather wet.
Do you make a habit of barging in on other people's conversations?
Want to share my umbrella?
I thought you'd never ask. First time I've ever had an assignation underneath an umbrella. So, what can I do for you?
In what respect?
The excuse me, I presume you weren't expecting a dance.
Conrad Dayath, BBC, Wales. I was admiring that little jig you were doing before the congregation came out.
It's the soundtrack of Bambi, the film. I'm supposed to be watching a bit of Walt Disney with my daughter. The tape is by way of compensation for her. Are you a talent spotter, then?
Professional colleague. I think, rather like you, I've been sent out on a non-story. I thought maybe we could have a drink and compare notes.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's said to me all day.
And she staggered up the steep hill for the nearest pub without another word. Me hurrying in her wake like a harassed equerry to royalty. Not a stranger to pubs, I discovered, was D.T. Mitchell.
Do you understand any of this gobbledygook?
As a rule, I work from Broadcasting House in London. I'm just an attachment to Wales for 3 months.
Radio journalist?
Sports, usually.
Very nice. A large vodka and tonic, ice, no lemon. And?
Oh, just half a bitter. I'm driving.
Mr. Responsible. You have to drive around here, or walk. Public transport went out of fashion with flares and tie-dye T-shirts.
Do you?
What?
Understand the language.
A bit. My husband's Welsh and will insist on teaching it to our daughter.
That's £3.40.
Oh, I'll get it. Put the change in the charity box.
Let's sit down in the corner with the tourists. They'll speak English or American. Here's to Raymond Turner, God rest his creative soul. If you're a sports reporter, how come the BBC sent you here?
I had to cover for someone. I don't quite understand the angle. I just got a list of mourners.
There wasn't an angle until just now.
when two people came up to me separately and said I was writing mushroom food, hinting that he was murdered.
Supposition. The police said...
I know what the police said, but it's a pretty dramatic way to go to the great publisher in the sky.
There have been more bizarre suicides.
Great news value, this story. I shall have to make it up as usual. This list of mourners. Which one is his wife, I wonder?
Mrs. Turner?
Oh, very funny. There's one, two, three, seven Turners on this list. Aunts? Sisters? Nephews? I should have sought out Mrs. instead of running to the nearest pub story of my life. Still, who cares?
You're married, I take it.
I am?
You mentioned a husband.
Ex-husband. Fell in love with his calf muscles when he was kicking points against England.
Rugby player?
Do they kick points in cricket? Welsh international. Of course, this is in the late 70s when they could play rugby.
Halfback or fullback?
They used to call them fly halves.
Ian Griffiths?
Mastermind.
I am a sports reporter.
Oh, your life's not your own, is it?
Besides, I used to play myself.
I can tell.
Well, club level.
Anyway, when he retired, the passion went out of his bootlaces, if you get my meaning.
Obtuse, but I'm with you.
Chapel boy from the valleys. Outside of rugby, very narrow vision. Nice bloke, though.
You attached now?
I met him after a game. My then-boyfriend was rugby correspondent for The Observer. This is when I used to work on a proper newspaper. His blue Welsh eyes, his unassuming manner. He gets paid for coaching rugby now, even though you're not supposed to under amateur rules. He's called a public relations executive. Do you have a cigarette?
No.
Well, that's fortuitous, because I don't smoke. He's going to Argentina, I think, to coach in a school there.
I asked.
I know what you asked. I thought I'd ignore it. I thought it was a bit previous. We've only just met.
Life is short.
I've been out of the country for 2 years and there is no one. As it happens, I'm pushing the big 4-0, so I'm thinking of taking a vow of celibacy.
Out of the country where?
Central America, Nicaragua mostly.
As a journalist?
No.
You live in Swansea?
What makes you think I've got anything to do with Swansea?
Well, your paper's based in Swansea.
Look, I'm only on that rag to be near my daughter. It's not exactly a masterly career move. I did work on the Nationals once.
I'm staying in Swansea. I work mostly in Cardiff, but I got the use of a house of a friend who's away. Well, it's cheaper, you know.
What a fascinating piece of information.
I get even more intriguing over a nice dinner in a classy restaurant.
Is that an invite, or are we going Dutch?
Another drink?
I suppose you're married.
Fortunately, not.
Then, naturally, my dear Watson. My initials are DT, after all. I sometimes think I chose them myself. According to my therapist, who has a Buddhist outlook on these things, I did.
She said she described me to Thomas, her therapist, as a suave, bullet-headed BBC man.
Rather sexy in a James Bondish, formal sort of way.
Late 40s, maybe? Muscular? A rugby player, again? Beware of bullet-headed men who come bearing invitations to dinner. He's fascinated by the size of my chest. A few more large vodkas and carnality in the back of his H-Reg Golf might have been tempting if I hadn't had to go back and make up a story. Revive one's student memories, Thomas?
You'd get cramp at your age.
What do you reckon? I'm so sick of being on my own.
Only you can change your life.
I wish you'd stop saying that. I'm asking you as a friend, not a therapist. Next you're going to ask me what colour my doubts and fears are, or ask me to draw them.
What colour are your doubts and fears? Why don't you draw them?
Sometimes I think you're still a piss artist. Who'd have thought when we met at that AA meeting 3 years ago that I'd be coming to you to put my life in order?
How is the boozing?
Oh, wonderful.
You had a hangover.
I didn't have a hangover, I had a migraine. I phoned in, Geraint. Why do you resent me having a day off once in a while?
Because yesterday was a pig of a day.
I've come in on a Saturday morning, haven't I? What do you want, blood?
Our MP's standing down to the next election. Two more kids have died of their meningitis on the peninsula. And I get the Celtic Animal Liberation Front phoning me up saying they're firebombing fur coats at Lewis's. I tell the police turn up. It's a hoax. The police have a go at me. It's nearly bloody summer, I should have known better. There are no fur coats in Lewis's.
You've got a cheek calling at the Celtic Animal Liberation Front.
And Neris is off with PMT.
They think the Welsh are the only Celts in the world.
They needed an acronym, and CAF is better than WAF. Now, what would have happened if I hadn't told the police that the place was bombed?
CAF are a bunch of amateurs, they never do anything.
That's not the point.
Why are you taking it out on me?
Then, in the middle of all this, an irate woman phones up and chews my head off about your story.
What story?
How many stories have you written in the last 2 days? Memorial service for mystery death author?
Oh, well, don't blame me. I don't write the headlines. There's no mystery. He blew himself up. Speak to one of his superannuated subs who wants to give a non-story a G-up.
Why do we always tell lies? Why do we always get the wrong end of the stick? She left the number. Here, phone her back, will you?
Oh, what for? She's probably a crank.
There might be news value in it. I remember news value. Come on, Dee, pull your finger out. Oh, it's some Johnny called Conrad phone. Left the number.
Fat, sweaty Welsh.
Who does he think it's going to be? The deep throat of Swansea? Boring, boring, boring story.
Jodie's wine bar.
What? Sorry, have I got the right number? I'm trying to get hold of a Jenny Donaldson. Sorry, there may be a mistake.
Jenny! Phone! Who is it, please?
D.T. Mitchell, South Wales Journal.
The local rag! Someone called Mitchell!
Oh, very nice, too. Hello? Thought you'd never ask.
What?
You're the woman at the service 2 days ago.
Look, who are you?
I spoke to you. I said what you wrote to us
at Equine Feces, yeah, I remember.
I'm sorry. It's just that you don't know the nothings, the wherefores, the whys, the what.
Just tell me what you want, love, and try not to malign my professional integrity.
You see, you keep on saying probable suicide.
Well, that's what the police said.
Well, of course they would.
What does that mean?
Why would he go to that length to kill himself? Why was his house burgled? You didn't mention the burglary in your stories.
I didn't know there was a burglary.
If he wanted to kill himself, why didn't he just take some pills?
Well, maybe he wanted it to look like murder.
Maybe it was murder.
Go on.
I need to meet you.
You did, 2 days ago.
I couldn't talk then.
Are you going to be long? I have to phone my wife.
No, 1 minute. I know why Raymond Turner...
You said you didn't know him.
Yes, I know, but I can't talk now. There's someone waiting.
Find another phone.
Not over the phone.
Okay, all right, fine. Where's the wine bar? I'll come over.
No, it's nearly closing time.
If people want to phone their boyfriends, why can't they do it from home?
Tonight.
I've had it. It's not a good time. Too much drink. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is Sunday night.
Jodie's Wine Bar.
Sorry,
174 Carmarthen Way. 7:30. Ask for Jenny.
I know what you look like.
Ask for Jenny. And please, come alone.
Bloody drunks. Sunday night. I'm supposed to take Charlene... Oh, 174 Carmarthen Way.
What is it? A wine bar?
Called Jodie's. I have to meet her tomorrow night. Ergo, I can't come out to dinner with you.
After?
Oh, look, I'm standing up my daughter again. So I'm not going to live with the guilt of being with you later. Anyway, I know what you're after. And I told you, I'm celibate.
There's no such thing as a state of permanence.
Bertrand Russell or Jiddu Krishnamurti?
Enid Blyton, I think.
Oh, you've got that far with your reading, have you?
Sunday lunch, then?
I can't. I'm seeing Thomas.
On a Sunday?
I often do. Both at a loose end on a Sunday sometimes.
Seeing a shrink on a Sunday?
He's a friend.
Hmm.
Someone to talk to who I trust. We met at an AA meeting before I went to Nicaragua. He came off the booze. I left the country. And he's not a shrink. He's a therapist. He's into psychosynthesis, which, before you ask, is about fusion and balance. Working towards a harmony of mind, desires, body, emotions.
You need this, do you?
We all need it, Conrad, even if we don't know it. He's also into metaphysical and spiritual things. It makes a change.
Are you into all that?
I don't know what I'm into, man. I'm a child in an adult's body sometimes. I throw tantrums and get hysterical when I don't get my way. I want to be a nicer person, and that's why I came to you in the first place. I reached puberty in the 60s. We were told we could change the world and believed it. We didn't, and I've been sulking ever since.
This Conrad, are you scared of getting close to him?
I'm afraid I'll drive him away. You know, I have this endearing habit of destroying that which I love most. He's a good bloke, and I like him.
Well, I know I can't live my life through someone else, Thomas, but... Oh, sod it, I'm lonely.
Then you shouldn't have turned down an invitation to dinner.
A woman is alleging murder, Thomas. Do me a favour. It's the only story I've had since I've been on this paper. Either Jenny's a nutter, or she's going to stimulate my grey matter for a bit.
Come on, Jenny, have another drink.
It's only Songs of Praise on the telly. You don't want to watch that. Socialise.
Second nature to you, Jenny, drinking. This past month been overdoing it a bit, haven't we?
Tell us about Raymond Turner. What do you think he knew?
I don't know.
What do you think your queer friend told him?
Please, I don't know.
He told you?
Nothing.
Come on, Jenny. Otherwise, we're going to have to come back and do this every Sunday.
Just in time for church.
And the hangovers get worse as you get older, you know. Open wide.
Are you giving her religion now, are you?
You know what kids are like? They watch anything.
I draw the line at Songs of Praise.
Oh, fair play, Dee. She's not well.
You spoil her, Yian.
She might get a different form of entertainment if you were ever here to take her out.
I'm sorry, I've got a job.
Yeah, go into an establishment that just happens to sell alcohol.
I didn't choose it. I wouldn't go if it wasn't important. Look, she's ill. I couldn't take her out even if I was available.
You didn't know that when you cancelled.
Oh.
Sorry, Carrie, I'd like to send the answer.
Oh, thanks, Charlene. Your mother's here. Speak English. Still teaching her gobbledygook?
I'm not teaching her, the school's teaching her.
You're encouraging her.
It's a second language and my first.
What a use it's going to be.
Now, shut up.
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
How are you feeling, darling?
I'm all right. I've just got a slight temperature, that's all.
Take her to the doctor in the morning.
I'll phone Rachel first.
I'm not having you take her to that mumbo-jumbo witch doctor, bloody alternative medicines.
What are you talking about? You go to a shrink?
He's not a shrink, he's a therapist.
That's what I mean.
I'm not gambling with my daughter's health.
We've done all right by Rachel before.
Get her to a GP and get her some antibiotics.
For God's sake.
Homeopathy is trial and error.
Mum, please stop it.
Yian, there's a particularly virulent strain of meningitis going around. Children at Haverford West, Pembroke and the Peninsula have died. Are dying. Get her checked out.
This is Swansea and Rachel.
Can't do the tests. Get her checked out.
Why are you whispering?
But don't be melodramatic, dear. She hasn't got meningitis and she isn't going to die.
Dad, dich yn siarad yn dan o.
Dim dich.
I've got to go, darling. I'll come round tomorrow night and see how you are. Mark my words, Yian.
Bye.
You were supposed to take her to see Bambi on Thursday. What happened then?
I couldn't make it.
I know. Why?
I had to go to a memorial service. Does it matter?
Certainly there's a glut of memorial services.
What does that mean?
Not important. Barry Jones was at a memorial service on Thursday.
Oh, big deal. Why should I want to know what that peddler of pornography is doing?
He's a photographer.
And the rest. You know what you can do with Barry Jones.
I said it wasn't important. I just mentioned it because he was my boss.
Your wages as his coach.
I'm a PR executive of his leisure group.
You coach his rugby team and your wages come out of his sales of dirty books and videos, which
you... He puts a lot of money into the club.
Which you and the rest of the board pretend doesn't happen. I'm late.
Drinking and driving again, are we?
It's a skill I've developed. Hasta luego.
And you don't like Charlene speaking Welsh?
At least Spanish is useful, as you'll find out if you go to Argentina.
What did you say?
I said, is that clock right?
Pub time.
This is a wine bar.
10 minutes fast. It's up past 8.
So where is this Jenny?
She hasn't been in.
I'll have another glass of your house, plonk.
Hello?
Well, I've heard more dynamic chat-up lines.
I saw you sitting alone.
Of all the bars and all the joints and all the towns, you have to walk into mine.
I'm sorry?
You're too young for me, and you're not my type.
My name's Richard.
And mine's Lady Godiva. But you can probably tell by my costume.
Are you waiting for someone?
Look,
I make it a rule never to go out with students. I feel guilty about taking their money. And I know you're a student because you're trying to grow a beard.
I'm looking for someone who's waiting for Jenny. From the newspapers.
Then why didn't you say so?
I tried.
Well?
I saw her here at lunchtime. She said, would I give you a message? She didn't want to come in tonight in case they were here again.
Who was here again?
Some men giving her dirty looks.
And the message?
Oh, just to take you to her place, really.
Well, let's get going, shall we? I've passed up an invitation to dinner to hear a big load of nothing so far.
And as she was to say later, she wished it had been the other way around. She'd taken the invitation to dinner and stood up the Jenny woman. Dark alleyway. Swansea side street. Smelt of cabbage, she said. Cabbage and the aftermath of the relentless Welsh rain mixing with the stench of 100 cats.
Not a very salubrious area, is it?
Her place is rented. She's just moved back here from West Wales. Solvach. Moving abroad for good.
Why?
She'll tell you why.
Do you know Jenny well?
A bit. We're neighbours. Go to the same creative writing course, that's all. This is the one. Jen? Jenny?
Jesus! Oh, God! Hey! Hey, come back! Hey!
She was to say to the police later, when she'd regained her composure, she was to say to them that she had no idea who Richard was. She'd hardly noticed him for the few minutes she'd been with him. Couldn't even remember if he wore glasses. Beard, perhaps. Of course it was poor observation for a trained journalist, but given the shock factor, it was hardly surprising. She was trying to wipe it from her mind. Of course she couldn't shed any light on it. Any light on why Jenny Donaldson should be hanging by the neck from her banisters. Limp as a rag doll. And quite dead.
In episode 1 of Cordova by Nigel Baldwin, Alison Steadman was Dee and Bill Stewart, Conrad. Alan Towner was Thomas, Robin Griffith, Geraint, and Leslie Rooney, Alex. Robert Pugh was Yean, Louise Holland, Charlene, and Tony Leader, Turner. Ruth Jones played Jenny, Ian Target, Richard, and Rodri Hugh, the Coast Guard. Original music was by Laurie Scott Baker. Cordova is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.